This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we had Rudy Giuliani yesterday on right after this news broke, and he said that if he was conducting this investigation, just the facts that was listed yesterday would preclude her from gaining any type of security clearance whatsoever moving forward. So how is it that then she's fit to be able to serve as commander-in-chief, negotiating, dealing with other countries, foreign interests, and countries that would do us harm?
Well, it's been my argument since this first broke over a year and a half ago that, in fact, this disqualifies her from being the commander-in-chief of the United States, and I hope voters will agree on that in November. Here is someone that under normal circumstances would not have the authority. If she was just an employee of the State Department, she would never again be allowed to have access, and her staff would not be allowed to have access. And there is the real potential that these staffers that worked with her at the State Department could be the people working for her now in the White House. So they need that whatever the rules are in the State Department for these violations, John Kerry needs to apply them, and I hope he will, though I'm not holding my breath, to be quite frank with you. But
we'll see what happens, but I think the hearings certainly are going to be significant as well. Now, as you heard, Senator, President Obama announcing...
Well, Senator Marco Rubio, and this is being batted about now, and I know that, Scott, some Democrats and Hillary allies are just saying, well, you know, it's just a bunch of those crazy right-wingers, you know, they're just overreacting, they just can't take a loss. And here, on one hand, they're speaking the praises of Director Comey, and then he didn't give them the decision they wanted, so then they kick him out the door, you know, much the way they did about Justice Roberts. And I understand, you know, I understand where they're coming from and see it that way. They want to get this thing behind them because they know this is a mess. Because when you talk to people, I mean, when I have conversations with people that are pro-Hillary, and you know, it's just like you sit there and you have what, the FBI director would call a reasonable conversation. People that are in pursuit of the truth. It's tough to deny some of this stuff. I know it's uncomfortable when you're caught and your hand's in the cookie jar. You don't want to hear over and over again that your hand's in the cookie jar. You just want to say, hey, look, I forgave myself. They forgave me. They said my hand was kind of in the cookie jar. I wasn't really in the cookie jar. So there's really no offense here. So let's just move on. And, tomorrow's another day and we'll just pick it up from there and everybody's fine. Okay. Kumbaya. But as we were talking with John Whitehead, the problem is, as you open the gate to, speaking of computers, it's like all of a sudden you've introduced this malware into the computer system that says the rule of law has all these exceptions. So now instead of having this clear rule of law as delineated and approved by our founding fathers that we've been living by seemingly all these years, we've now said, not so. You know, it's that was then, you know, this is now, and now we have a kind of a variant. We have the rule of law for you little peon people, and then there's the rule of law for the great people, you know, people that are just too big. You know, they're too big to jail. They're just too significant. And we really need them, right? We can't afford to have Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton in jail or anybody like that of that level of significance, right? God forbid.
And it's like you said, that they decide what they want to, what rules are being applied based off of political things. Everything breaks down to a political reason right now.
Yeah.
They want the rules to be upheld because they're the right and they're against Hillary.
It's their specific interest for the moment. But the problem is once you open it up and you got this malware operating, then it comes up and it bites you in the back end. Now you got blacks yelling about social injustice. You even have Hispanics going, hey, what happened to my jobs, man? I'm here legal and I've lost my jobs. And you got all this breakdown in the rule of law. And what this is going to lead to is absolute anarchy. And so, hey, this is what they're planning, ladies and gentlemen, because then if you have anarchy, guess what you're going to look to? The government. You know, hey, we need you guys. You guys got all the guns. You got all the ammo. Come in, fix this problem so we can find some peace. even if it is compromised. Ladies and gentlemen, the writing's on the wall. You got to wake up and see it for what it is. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, and if you want a chance at winning that free DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away of the movie Risen, all you got to do is drop me an email, very simply. Drop me an email and say, hey, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want to be in the running for it. Absolutely, we want you in the running for it. So give me an email and make sure you include your address. That way I'll make it easy. I don't have to try and track you back and send an email back. Everything's all together, so when we're ready to ship, we've got everything right there for you. How about that, huh? Wayne Allen Root is with us. It's always a pleasure to have Wayne. He's an American politician, entrepreneur, TV, radio personality. He has been out there in front, has brought the one and only Donald Trump on stage on several occasions. He was an early supporter, continues to be a staunch supporter for Donald Trump. And, you know, Wayne, well, I'll tell you, I need a breath of fresh air. I need some balance here. My brain is still on tilt and much of America as a result of this, you know, this report from the FBI.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I, by the way, even as the world's biggest Donald Trump backer, even I could tell you that there's some problems there for Donald Trump. And I think for Hillary, you're dealing with a criminal and you're dealing with a whole country that's a banana republic now. That nobody knows right from wrong. Nobody can punish someone who's done something wrong. Can you imagine if I jaywalk, there's a cop waiting for me? If I speed a mile over the speed limit, there's a cop waiting for me? Everything I do in business, I'm worried the government's listening. The NSA's listening. The IRS is listening. The IRS will audit me. The IRS will attack me. The IRS will prosecute me. And these people get away with anything and everything. They're criminals, meaning the Clintons and the Obamas. I've never seen anything like it, you know? The Clintons' crimes are so major, and by the way, the email scandal was literally espionage, and it's still small compared to the Clinton Foundation scandal, which is treason, and exactly. No one's doing anything about that either. The Justice Department says they'll wait 27 months to release the Clinton Foundation files. I mean, this is all insanity.
Yeah,
but on
well,
the
it's,
Trump
it's
side,
all it's all orchestrated along with Bill Clinton, who just happened to just be waiting on the tarmac for 30 minutes for Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and it was just a happenstance kind of meeting.
Wayne,
would you wait on the tarmac for me and your plane for 30 minutes for me to show up so we could just have a happenstance meeting and talk about grandkids and golf?
Listen, there's so many things to break down that couldn't happen with you and me because you don't have a private plane and I don't have a private plane. We wouldn't have access to the tarmac. We wouldn't know the Attorney General's schedule. We wouldn't be able to get an appointment with the Attorney General. She wouldn't let us on her plane. I mean, it's all of the above. And we're not under criminal investigation. Can you imagine if we were? It's all ludicrous. And don't forget, I want everyone to just keep this in mind. This wasn't the husband of a person under criminal investigation meeting on the tarmac. This was a person himself under criminal investigation. The Clinton Foundation was very much involving Bill Clinton. He himself is under criminal investigation by justice, by the FBI, by the anyone investigating the Clinton Foundation. And he was meeting with the Attorney General. So he wasn't just putting in a good word for his wife. He was getting the fix in place for himself. The whole thing is just stinks to high heaven. And maybe, just maybe, by the way, Bill, it was a good thing because, you know, it got our side riled up and the other side on the defensive. And there's plenty of fodder here based on Comey's, you know, point-by-point indictment, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty
right.
of fodder for Trump to use in ads from now through the election. So, you know, I think it gave us a boost. Unfortunately, Donald Trump goes off script, and he does things that are undisciplined, and he talks about Saddam Hussein, and he yeah. sends out Jewish stars, and the whole world goes crazy and makes something out of nothing. And suddenly that's as big a headline from the liberal biased media as Hillary's committing crimes and getting away with it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little perturbed about that, too. He should never put himself in that position. Nothing he did was that big a deal, mind you. It was all minor crap that no Democrat would ever get called on. But, you know, my question is, where's the camera when Hillary's talking? Are
yes.
you telling me in her constant nonstop speeches all around the country, there's never a line that could be taken out of context that could be used to make her look foolish or to destroy her the way they take one line out of every Donald Trump speech and try and destroy him? There's nobody following Hillary in the whole world and keeping film, and there's never a line we can use? This is crazy.
Well, of course,
the media only goes after one side.
It's all biased. There's no question whatsoever. And Wayne, to your point, as you mentioned earlier, I think the opportunity here for conservatives and for Donald Trump is to find the higher ground on this issue. You know, and I'd say for Donald Trump specifically, other, you know, surrogates and that can go and blaster and, you know, this is all teed up, you know, as we would say in golf parlance, for anybody just to hit a 300-yard right straight down the middle, you know, drive on the fairway. It's so easy. But Donald Trump has an opportunity to hit the higher ground of this issue and what this issue is really all about. It threatens the very fiber of our constitutional republic by having a different set of laws, just like it did. The impact that that her husband had back at the end of the century when he lied about Monica Lewinsky and what his actions, what his lies, all so subtle, but the impact that it had as a result of us wanting to embrace the Bill Clinton theology. It really, I think spiritually and on many levels, really messed up our country. And here we are. Now we have another Clinton going to have a major impact, I believe, on the base theology of our Constitution.
Well, look, the Clintons are proven liars. They stole the chain on the way out of the White House. But having said yes. all that, I must admit, that's never worked against them. He became the most, you know, after Monica Lewinsky, after Whitewater, after Vince Foster's death, after everything Clinton did as president, after all the scandals and all the lies, after all Hillary's lies, after the Clinton Foundation, after the email scandal, after, by the way, a scandal no one mentions, as head of state, $6 billion in cash went missing at the State Department under Hillary and no one said a word. After all of that, nobody cares. After, how about Bill Clinton going to Orgy Island with young girls?
Yes.
I mean, that's called, you know, rape, statutory rape.
Exactly.
All of it's disgusting, and the American people don't care. What they care about is jobs and the economy. So if I was Donald Trump, I would stick 24 hours a day. I'd still continue to call her crooked. I'd run ads talking about how crooked she is. But most of my speeches would be about the economy, the economy, the economy.
Right.
There's no reason to talk
exactly.
about it. No
exactly.
reason to talk about Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Talk about the economy, the economy, the economy. There's plenty of stats out there to indicate that we're on the edge of an economic apocalypse, a major collapse around the world, not just in America, all due to debt levels that are unimaginable around the world. Paint the debt on Obama and Hillary. It's their debt. Let them own it.
Exactly.
So I stick to those issues and nothing else because we just don't seem to win, Bill, by talking about the corruption of the Clintons as the main issue. Never has America ever defeated either Clinton. In other words, Bill won twice and either Obama won twice. No matter how much corruption we threw at them, they both won twice.
Mm-hmm.
So stick to the economy and don't make the corruption the main element of your campaign because obviously most people don't want to believe.
They don't care
the ties
about it. Yeah, they're just shrugging over it. Hey, Wayne, just sidebar between me and you and all the other millions of people that are listening in right now. But did you think it was ironic that President Obama, when referring to Hillary, he referred to her as the Energizer Bunny? Now, I don't know if you caught that or not, but the Secret Service, that is the name that they use for Clinton's...
Donald Trump.
No.
No?
They use that for Clinton's girlfriend at Chappaqua.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
and
right,
so
right.
when he said that, I thought, oh, irony of irony. And she's probably thinking, of all names you could have come up with, you have to use Bill's girlfriend's name. That is her code name. That is not my name.
That's funny. Know, by the way, it could be Donald Trump's code name, by the way, because he's conservative.
Exactly, but let's come back. We'll talk more about it.
Sure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's a perfect song for Wayne Allen Root. I mean, he's getting ready for his birthday. You know, we got cakes, we got candles, we got all kinds of fun going on. He's dancing around the house there in Vegas. Always good to have him with us. Author of the book, The Power of Relentless, Seven Secrets to Achieving Mega Success. And you got a brand new book coming out, huh?
I do. It's called Angry White Male. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in it that is negative or racist, by the way, in case anybody right. thinks that title suggests that. It's just my testimony. I mean, I am a male, I am white, and I'm angry, and I think I represent, you know, 100 million or so of us that are pretty angry and feel like the world is attacking us, targeting us, intimidating us, persecuting us. We're the only species left that you can be racist against and nobody cares and no one says anything. I think it's outrageous.
Yeah.
I've never said that police don't unfairly from time to time kill people who are black and white, by the way, but who are black. I've never said that some of these incidents don't involve bad policing, but I just think it's telling that every time a white cop is shot by a black person, there are no protests. Every time a white person is murdered by a black person, there are no protests. The only protests in America are when a black person is shot. And my point doesn't make that less bad, but it makes it ridiculous that there is no protest for all the blacks killing blacks in Chicago. There is no protest for white policemen shot by blacks. There's only protests when one black person a few times a year gets shot by a white cop, and after a while, you start to get overwhelmed and depressed and angered and worn out at how one-sided the media coverage is. And it's just irresponsible. It's biased. It's wrong. And there's just no doubt about it. Everything Obama's done for 7.5 years has been targeted at me and the middle class, which is predominantly white, 79% white, according to Pew, and small business, which is 85% white, according to CNBC. And it seems like every law, every regulation are all targeted at us to redistribute money to his typical voter that happens to be black or minority. And it just is overwhelming that everyone's target is me.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, it seemingly is to be directed to the black voter. Certainly, you know, that's already baked into the cake. But then you got this crony capitalist to come into play, which Peter Schweitzer wrote about in his first book, talking about all those people that bundled, you know, for his campaign.
Well, that,
Wayne, you and I would love that deal. I mean, $25,000 for every dollar they bundled for the president?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so easily explainable. I want to make sure nobody thinks, oh, we'll see, you know, Bill said something exactly right, and Wayne's ignoring that. No, I didn't ignore it. It's the basis of my book. Mm-hmm. The basis of my book is, you know, the first paragraph is you probably think this book is like an attack on blacks and minorities. No, it's not. Actually, it's an attack on white liberals because the entire country and the entire government and the entire education system and every lawyer I know is white, and they're all liberal, and they're all guilty, and their entire life is about two things: making themselves rich and enriching themselves while the rest of us get nothing and taking it away from us. And two, because of their guilt, they want to, in general, take the money away from middle-class white people and give it to other people to assuage their guilt. So, but in the end, it always goes to them, the absolute riches. So it's kind of a combination of I'm liberal, I'm guilty, therefore I must help all the poor minorities of the world. But, oh, by the way, I make sure I take care of myself, and I make $20 million while I get each one of you $400 a month in food stamps.
Exactly.
They want to be rich, and they want to keep you poor, but the only way to achieve both ends is to steal the money from the middle, which is predominantly white middle class. And that's what's happened to America.
And here we are. We're unraveling at the seams. We're confused. 7 out of 10 will say, Wayne, we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now let's get an idea of what the right track looks like, and let's fight for that cause.
Well, I think the right track is everything Donald Trump talks about. It's just that he says it so offensively, outrageously, and differently that the average person can't understand it or is shocked by it. And he says it in such a way that the media has never heard any politician say it. So they go, oh, my God, and they highlight one sentence, and he shouldn't have said that sentence maybe, but in the end, it all makes sense. I just want everybody to understand that in general, if you ask me, how do you save the American economy? Well, first of all, you dramatically cut taxes. Second of all, you dramatically cut regulations. Third of all, you have to kill Obamacare. And fourth of all, you have to build a wall. That isn't anti-Hispanic in any way, shape, or form. Building a wall, you know, I say this in media interviews all the time, Bill. I'm Jewish by birth. If it was Israelis coming over the Mexican border day and night, and they all wanted welfare, and they were coming over illegally, and they wanted food stamps, they wanted free health care, and they wanted free English as a second language in school, I would say build a wall. We can't let every Israeli in the world come illegally into America. It's that's what Donald should say. It's not an Hispanic issue. It's whoever happens to be coming over that border by the thousands per day, unaccompanied minors who are getting Obama wants to give them $18,000 a year per child. That was baked into the last budget, folks. That's $3,000 more a year than your typical Social Security recipient gets for working their whole lives and paying into the system.
Exactly.
You tell me how that makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. And look what happened with Turkey. I mean, they had to make a reasonable decision and said, look, we've got bad actors coming into the country. They're not looking to promote our nationalism and the interests of people here in Turkey. So guess what? They're building a wall.
Well, they're building a wall, but there's two sides to the ludicrous of the situation with Turkey. Number one, Turkey's building a wall. But number two, the EU has allowed Turkey in, and they're saying that you can now, without a passport, walk into any European country if you're part of the EU. And if Turkey's part of the EU, every radical Muslim in Turkey will now be able to walk into Germany, walk into Britain, walk into France with no questions asked and no passport. And I believe that's the end of Europe as we know it. It's gone. It's the end of Christianity in Europe as we know it. It's gone. It's the end of safety in Europe as we know it. It's gone. We can't allow that to be America, and Obama is so far gone as a Muslim sympathizer, and Hillary is right along with him. She wants to double the amount of Muslims brought into America, and they're not compatible. My argument isn't they're bad people. They're just not compatible with America, Christianity, capitalism, or the U.S. Constitution. That's been proven again and again and again. So I'm the only one I know other than Trump bold enough to say, this isn't just about radical Islam. It's about a lack of compatibility. They're not coming here to become like you and me. They're coming here to live under Sharia law. Studies prove it. 51% of all American Muslims right now believe the Sharia law is more important than the U.S. Constitution.
Exactly.
And 25% of American Muslims are willing to kill Americans in the name of Islam. That's a fact.
Right.
How do you allow more in who aren't even Americans? They're foreigners that have even stronger views.
Well, in any kind of business situation, Wayne, you know, even when you hire an employee, you look to see and try to discern, is this person going to add to the mission or is he going to take away? I mean, this is the most basic of considerations. Even with our immigration policy that continues to be violated, this president will say, like so many other deceptive things, that it's working out so much greater. And, you know, whether he's talking about business, and I wanted to talk to you about business particularly, because he tells us, looks straight in the camera and says, hey, this is, we've had a great run. We've got more businesses than ever. We're more affluent. We're more successful. I've really turned this around. And you're there as a businessman. I've been a businessman most of my life as well. And, it's a round peg in a square hole. Again, we've got another one of these, altering universes that, the Obamas and the Clintons want us to live in.
Well, it's all lies and propaganda. I'm telling all of you my testimony, and that's my book, Angry White Male, that comes out August 23rd. And by the way, shameless plug, it's available right now, pre-order at Amazon.
Okay.
You can get it right now, Angry White Male. And I'm telling you, as a small businessman my entire life, 33 years at Columbia University, I've always, 99% of the time, I was a one-man army with no employees. 1% of the time, I had a company with 150 employees. But 99% of the time, it's just been me. That's the ultimate small businessman. I'm like Willie Loman, updated for the 21st century. I've been by myself as a salesman my entire life. The only difference is, for most of you listening, my product has always been me, Wayne Root. I'm selling me on the radio. I'm selling me on TV. I'm selling products I make. I'm selling products I represent. I'm writing books. I'm giving speeches. My product is me, but I'm a one-man army with no employees and only my family working for me. And I'm telling you that in 33 years of my adult life, I have never seen business conditions this bad. There's no one buying. There's no one selling. There's nobody loaning. There's nobody investing. There's no one doing anything. The entire American economy has come to a grinding standstill for small business. Now, you can look at the stats and say, oh, according to Obama, everything's okay, because I guess the overall numbers aren't that bad because they're all going to big business now. And that's been my argument for 7 years now under Obama, that his entire administration is aimed at welfare for poor people and rearranging the economy to help the richest of the richest of the rich who own billion-dollar multinational corporations. But you're destroying the middle class and you're destroying small business, both of which happen to be predominantly white, whether that's the reason for the attack or not. Who knows?
We're out of time, Wayne. Angry White Male is the new book. Go to Amazon.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great, too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. New York Times global health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. is with us, has a long career covering plagues and pestilences for the New York Times, whose front page reporting continues to be instrumental in focusing the nation on this terrifying outbreak of Zika virus. And the big question, Donald, I would say that people are asking is just how dangerous will it be to attend the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro? First, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, and you wrote a book, Zika, the Emerging Epidemic. So it's right here. But, like I said, people want to know just how dangerous. I mean, you got LeBron James saying, hey, I'm not risking it. I'm not going.
Well, your listeners are in Florida, right? So yeah.
Well, they're all around the country and around the world here. We're in over 280 markets. That's okay. It's all right.
Oh, okay. Well, for your listeners in Florida, I mean, the worry isn't going to Rio. The worry is whether or not the virus is going to come there sometime in the next weeks or months. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility that there will be local transmission inside the United States, and Florida and Texas and the Gulf Coast and parts of Hawaii are the most likely targets because that's where the Aedes aegypti mosquito, lives in this country. Mm-hmm. Rio, it's in some controversy. The WHO says it's safe to go to Rio unless you're a pregnant woman, and if you're a man who's with somebody who is pregnant or is trying to get someone pregnant, you need to be extremely careful because the disease is not dangerous to adults or even to children, but to fetuses, to unborn babies, mm-hmm. it is lethal, and that's the danger. Is you absolutely do not want to have this disease in pregnancy under any circumstances. So that's the risk.
So the risk is really targeted at the unborn child, but yet a husband or a male, it's not that risky for them. It's not like
they'll get bitten by this mosquito and carry it and affect a future pregnancy, is what you're saying.
No, no, they could get bitten and they could carry it and they could infect their wife or girlfriend. That's the danger. They
okay.
won't get terribly sick, probably. They will maybe get, you know, a fever of, you know, usually not over 102, a rash, you know, red eyes and stuff. It's not a fun disease, but it's not as dangerous as malaria or dengue or yellow fever or a lot of the other diseases we know about that mosquitoes carry. And what's bizarre about it is that it is also sexually transmitted, which none of those are. And so this is really throwing a monkey wrench into the planning of people like the CDC and the, you know, state health departments, because they're used to telling people, you know, watch out for mosquitoes because of West Nile and things like that. They're not used to saying, you know, watch out for mosquitoes and for, you know, sexy guys who might be infected,
right.
Which is, it's a whole new ball game in public health messaging.
Well, the Olympics in Rio are already, you know, fighting an uphill battle. They're having all kinds of economic problems, as we know. Has been reported. Now you bring Zika into it, and of course, like anything, in the absence of fact, there's a lot of opinion running around, and this is why we appreciate you coming on, because you've studied this and you can help separate some of the myth, you know, from the opinion here, and let's get down to, you know, making right decisions based on informed knowledge here.
Okay, do what I can.
All right, so you know, in terms of the Olympic Games, I mentioned, you know, LeBron James saying, "Look, I don't want to go. I don't want to take any risk here." There's other athletes that are opting not to go because you just don't know. I mean, there's just, you know, questions.
Look at the athletes who are opting not to go. I mean, if I were worried about catching a mosquito-borne disease in a place like Rio, I would think that the track and field athletes and the beach volleyball athletes, that is people who are competing outdoors, not wearing a lot of clothes, would be the first to drop out. But it's basketball players and golfers and people who, you know, have other opportunities to make a lot of money, you know, playing their sports, outside of the Olympics. So I'm a little just, you know, put me in the cynical column as whether or not this is all about the virus. I noticed that that there was a golfer from Zimbabwe who said he was avoiding the Olympics. He said as a strictly business decision, he was going to make more money playing on the pro-am circuit, and figured that would make more sense for him than representing Zimbabwe in the games. So something like that. You know, I'm not in the mind of any golfer. I don't even follow golf, but
they're trying to protect their business and franchise, and I understand that. I mean, this is all business, and if I can make more money somewhere else, and I don't have to worry, you know, about a medal, maybe a medal. I'm not at that point in my career where a medal's all that important. I mean, I can understand that. All goes into the, into the mathematics of it. Help us understand, based on your research, Donald, how dangerous is Zika?
It's like I said, for a healthy person, even for anybody other than a pregnant woman, it is generally not very dangerous. I mean, it's usually a mild disease. There is a small risk that you can get it and recover and get something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is it's an autoimmune disease. It's a partial paralysis that starts when your own antibodies start attacking your nerve cells. But the chances of getting that after a Zika infection are probably in the 1 to 4,000, the 1 in 5,000 range, tends to strike older men, rather than young women. And it usually people recover from it, although it's a terrifying thing to have happen to you. You can be, some people it kills, but most people recover from it eventually, but it takes months to recover. But like I said, that's a 1 in 4,000, 1 in 5,000 kind of chance you're talking about.
Now, what are the symptoms?
The real danger is pregnant women.
Right, exactly. So what are the symptoms we should be looking for?
Zika itself?
Yes.
Low-grade fever, you know, fever below 102 or so, red rash, not a chickenpox type rash, but what's called a maculopapular rash. It's like red and raised, but it's not pustules. It's kind of bumps, and if you press on it, you'll see your fingerprint appear and then disappear.
Yeah.
Conjunctivitis, you know, red eyes, aches and pains, pains in the joints, that kind of thing.
So it's almost flu-like. I mean, it could be a bit deceptive here where we think, oh, well, maybe it's just the flu that we're going through, right?
Yeah, it's flu-like, except that, you know, the rashes. When they get the rash, people usually get scared and say, whoa, that's not flu. That's something, and they often think it's, you know, more likely mosquito-borne. You know, dengue, for example, creates a rash that's similar to this sometimes. So people, it's a Masquerader. When it was first appeared in Brazil, they thought it was a bunch of other things. They thought it was Fisk disease. They thought it was parvovirus. They thought it was rubiola. They thought it was a bunch of things. They did not think it was. They hadn't heard of Zika.
Well, we know certainly because of the Olympics in Rio and there's specific areas that Zika is breaking out. What areas, and I help our audience understand the areas that they need to be cautious about, because, you know, the next question is what, you know, if I happen to be in one of these designated transmission areas and I get bitten, you know, what do I do?
It's basically, right now, it is pretty much everywhere south of Florida all the way to northern Argentina. I mean, any place the Aedes aegypti mosquito can thrive. So, and the aegypti mosquito turns up regularly in summers all the way basically from sort of southern Tennessee all the way to northern Argentina. So any place in the Caribbean, any place in Central America, any place in South America, north of Argentina and Chile, you've got a possibility of being bitten by these mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, sexual transmission, you know, you could have that happen to you in northern Greenland if you got unlucky.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Donald, you say that there's no cure for Zika virus right now, right?
Correct. There's no cure. The treatment is just, aspirin or ibuprofen to lower, not aspirin. They don't recommend aspirin, but ibuprofen or something like that to lower the fever. But it's, and unfortunately there's nothing they can do for a woman who's got the disease. If a woman is infected with Zika, what a doctor will do is just say, look, you need to have ultrasounds every 2-3 weeks so that we can follow the growth of your baby. Then you have to look and see whether or not brain damage is developing.
Yeah. And what you report in your book is Zika is the only mosquito-borne virus that routinely crosses the placenta to kill or cripple babies. Never before Zika has been a situation where a bite from a mosquito can result in a devastating malformation. A lot of information. And Donald, thank you so much for putting this together. I think, information is power, and we need to get away from the opinion and really dig a little bit deeper. And Donald McNeil has done a great job in doing a lot of research for us with his new book, Zika, The Emerging Epidemic. Donald McNeil, Jr., thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or our 280-plus affiliates, shortwave around the world via WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, we thank you for joining in on the fight to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, because if we've got choices to make, why not make it up based on the truth and instead of opinion? And I often say that in the absence of fact and the truth, opinion rules. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's when, you need to be real careful, because too much opinion has been ruling our lives these days. And I think this is why America finds itself in being so far off track, where 7 out of 10 agree that we are on the wrong track. Well, we've got a great story. It is a, in some cases, I know you will say it's kind of a heartbreaking story, but it's also a story of redemption and a healing heart story, if I might say. Because from an early age, Krista Black Gifford believed that because of her faith as a follower of Christ, she would never face hardships. Now, God would protect her, and she would never have any major problems as long as she believed in his power. But as life through disappointments, and as we say, life got in the way and trauma her way, she learned to guard her heart from God, keeping her angry and trapped and disconnected. And it wasn't until the painful and traumatic death of her daughter, Luka Gold, that Gifford learned the truth. The condition of the heart determines the condition of life, and when a heart is broken, God is the only one that can make it whole again. Krista Black Gifford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Yours is such how do you say it? Because I go immediately to the redemptive part of it, but it's sweet at the end, but it's getting through that process when you are injured and so disappointed, because I believe a lot of us Christians early on in our life, like you, we just believe, hey, everything should be roses and rainbows. My marriage should be perfect. My kids should be well-behaved. Everything should fall in line. And then we have life and we have people and we have things that enter in that challenge that, don't we?
Yeah, I kind of would skip over that verse in John where Jesus would say, in this world you will have trials.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just hop over that. And every time life kept throwing me in the fire, I would go through a trial and I'd instantly put God on trial. Like, did you drop your sovereignty ball? I mean,
yeah,
what's the
right.
deal? You've right. got these promises. Are they more like suggestions? And I didn't understand life in a fallen world, and that you know, Adam and Eve were the ones who chose the fruit. They chose to eat something, and my God, my Black Ops rescue mission God sent this man named Jesus to save us from the hell that, that exists on this earth, so that heaven, I love, one of my favorite verses is in Luke 17:21, the kingdom is within me. And so I learned when all hell is coming against me, I better have relationship with heaven on the inside of me. Otherwise, I will absolutely be crushed.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is why we're warned repeatedly to guard our hearts, right? For out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth speaks. I mean, it's quite telling.
Yeah, you know, when I started studying the heart, because I was in full-time ministry, my marriage was falling apart, my relationships, I had certain patterns that kept happening, and I had a really great spiritual father who I sat down crying with him one day. I was like, these things keep happening to me. And he said, well, I hate to point this out to you, but the only common denominator in this equation is you. And it was a great little loving slap to go, okay, my heart and my the way that I have believed about God and guarded my pain from him. You know, I'd been sexually abused outside of the home as a child. I'd had constant rejection and, you know, just kind of bury that pain and put on a good face. God is good. Quote Romans 8. He's going to bring something good out of this. And I had never learned to be honest about my pain or honest with God, have an honest relationship. And so, you know, when my daughter died and my heart naturally exploded into a million pieces, I had learned so much about the heart. I went, okay, the condition of my heart. You know, if the wisest guy on the planet other than Jesus, Solomon, that verse you quoted in Psalms 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. This inner realm actually determines the condition of your life, the content of your life. You quoted that scripture in Luke 6:45, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So everything about my life was about my heart. And I had no idea what my heart was as a Christian. All I knew is it was broken and I was going to put on a good face and try to fix myself. And that is not the reason why Jesus came. He came to, A, bind up the broken heart so that we could be free.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, what you're touching on has been my repeated prayer recently, Krista, is that we would grasp and apprehend the true knowledge of why God sent Jesus. And really the true power of God and being honest, you know, and sometimes it takes those bumps in the road, and sometimes they're really severe, you know, dark, cavernous places that we find ourselves in where it's just us. And maybe God says, you know, for a season, okay, you want it to be about you. It's all about you. And so in thinking about that, you realize you go, no, this isn't it. This isn't the answer. And you start, you get yourself up and you see a little bit of the light and you realize that it's about God. And then you get real with God. And that's what you did. You just got real with God and you said, okay, all these misunderstandings that I had as a kid, you know, that I thought, okay, you know, you're daddy God, everything's going to be cool and no worries. And, you know, all of a sudden the reality of life sets in and this hurts and I don't understand it. But God in his sovereignty and his compassion, his unending love for his creation says, now, come here, little girl. Come here. We're going to heal up this heart, and we're going to talk. And probably at the same time as you start to talk to him, you're going, well, am I being too honest here? Am I being fair? But God says, contend with me. You know, let's talk
about it. Well, that was the turning point when I finally told him what he already knew. You know, when I went, I mean, I was screaming at him at one point, going, you know, I don't trust you. If I'm honest with you, you know, instead of trying to, I'm going to hide it, pretend like it's kittens and sunshine. No, I'm mad at you for feeling like you didn't protect me as a little girl. And I was screaming at him. I talk about this in the book, screaming, you know, I hate you for not protecting me. Right. And instead of him being, oh my God, you said the unfathomable thing, you know, he said, finally, you're telling me what I already see. Now we can have an honest conversation.
Exactly.
Now you can actually, you've let me into your deepest pain and your lack of faith and your deepest hurt. And that's the whole, you know, we try to find God on the outside of us. All of our worship songs, I'm a worship songwriter.
Yes, right.
He's over us. He's around us. That's so true. But he came to live inside of my brokenness. He came to live inside of my heart. I wrote a blog yesterday. If you can't hear God or feel God, it's probably because you've shut your heart off to pain. Because
exactly.
He's waiting for you in the middle of all of your doubts, of all of your anger, of all of your questions, waiting as a counselor, as a healer, as a redeemer, as a restorer. He could handle all of me, the ugly parts. He could handle all my anger, all of my doubt. And when I gave him all of my heart, that's when my heart started to heal and transform.
And like he communicated to you, and what you grasp is that he already knew that anyway. You know,
yeah.
we think we're hiding it. And the other thing you touched on too, you know, because I was in a situation, you know, serving God. I was in ministry, and a situation happened in my life, and I cried out to God. I go, God, I'm doing your work here. Like, you couldn't watch my back.
Right.
You know, what happened here? And I mean, and it was tough. And I shared this with the audience before that. I'd get to the Lord's Prayer, and when I'd get to that point, you know, that part where, you know, that line, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," I said, God, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I'm cooked here. I've had enough of your kingdom for now. Can I take a break? You know, I just need a break. I've had too much of your kingdom. But you get through that part, and God understands it. You're being real with God, and he knows that. And like you say, in the midst of that pain, then real healing and real understanding of who God is, and you really are born again, aren't you?
I mean, I was a preacher's kid. I grew up in the church. I knew so much scripture cerebrally in my brain, but I had never had a relationship with a real person in my heart. Mm. And, you know, when my daughter died, I knew that pain would absolutely destroy me. It would send me back to addiction. It would send me back to depression, all the things that, you know, I'd fought so hard to come out of. And I needed someone real. I needed someone to experience. If you're a comforter, God, I'm in pain. I need to experience that, not just as a concept, not as a scripture to memorize. I need to know your presence, your wraparound presence, as David says in Psalm 119. Mm-hmm. And I would go into my broken heart every day. You know, that was what was different. Instead of avoiding my broken heart, I charged towards it. I went, you know what? This thing will not ruin me. This broken heart, the whole reason that you came to live inside of me was for moments like this. Mm-hmm. And I charged towards my pain. I went, I've got to find something greater than my pain on the inside of me. And he was waiting every time as the comforter, as the healer. He'd pull me close. And when I'd get angry, he'd go, just punch me. You know what? I can take it.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had permission to be fully alive and fully honest with him as long as I stayed connected to love. And, you know, he wasn't just this distant God in the sky like I'd always believed. He lived and breathed on the inside of me. I was a temple. All I had to do was go inside of my temple, the spirit portion of my heart, every day and connect with the only one who could heal me and put me back together.
God became real for you, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know how people survive without
him. Amen. Amen. Well, you write in your book, the condition of your heart determines the condition of your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's a poster. It's a T-shirt. It's something that needs to be in front of you. And maybe this will take you down the journey to understand that we have a loving Father who says, hey, just be real. You can contend with me. I can handle it. The condition of your heart determines the condition of your soul. A great, great redemptive story. You will love it to death. It will ignite your journey all the more. Heart made whole. Krista Black Gifford has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Krista.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.